Chapter 3. Dr. Francesco Ignazio Carbo sat in his room, staring at the stars. He knew that Earth was an invisibly tiny speck in the universe gleaming before his eyes. He could not even identify the sun out of the countless sparks of light that glowed against the infinite darkness. Darkness and light, he said to himself, the eternal struggle. Dr. Carbo's quarters were a spacious combination of office and apartment, handsomely furnished with his own possessions. Bishop Foy and the elders frowned on such luxuries as a water bed and genuine oil paintings, but Carbo insisted that he was not going to travel almost 17 light-years from Earth without some of his own comforts. Still, he missed the cool marble floors of his apartment in Rome. The noise from the streets, the warm night breeze, and the splashing of the fountain in the Piazza di Navarone. He sighed heavily. Not for these austere Americans, the marble splendor and gaudy crowds of Rome. Here on this ship, this antiseptic womb of metal and plastic, there was no room for the splendors of the past. No patience for noise or dirt or people who splashed in fountains and sang late into the night. You knew what you were getting into when you agreed to go with them, he told himself. But another part of his mind argued, how could you know what they would be like? How could you understand how it would be to live with these Puritans day after day, month after month? He leaned back in his recliner chair and stared at the stars through the plastic glass window set high up along the curving wall of his living room. The stars stared solemnly back, unwinking. They reminded him of Bishop Foy and the elders. Even their smiles were without joy. Carbo was